Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to this great feast in our church year, the Epiphany.
My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, welcoming you to the program.
The Epiphany is a Greek word, and it means a manifestation or an appearance. In a Christian way of looking at it, it is the manifestation of the divine nature of Jesus, as is exemplified in this great feast, the coming of the three kings from the Orient. These kings came from different corners of the world, the known world at that time. And they came thirsty for this great news. And they were able to see God in a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem and worship him and bring gifts. It's about God breaking through into our history, into our lives, and ourselves being open to God's intervention in our lives. This is another way of looking at it. God has a plan for the whole world, and we, each and every one of us, are deeply in that plan. And his plan for us is definitely to redeem us, meaning to carry us back to his home, to where we all come from originally. Our Creator, God the Father. So, we too look at our world as we find it, and we must ask ourselves, do I see evidence of God breaking through to me in my life? I always think of the example, if you're looking for a place, you're looking for directions in a town, in a city, or in the countryside. And you will find people so willing to help you, to guide you, to get you to the place you want to go. These are angels. Also, people who maybe protect us and say, don't go that way because there's danger for some reason or other. You can think of all the examples of where you met people who were like angels guiding you. And you as well being an angel to other people who are strangers, and you willing to help them, and that great joy you get from guiding a stranger on the right road. These are angelic actions. These are interventions by God. So, but let us concentrate on this beautiful feast, which is so hopeful and so much a divine incident that happened and that can happen for us all if we look for God like the three kings coming from the Orient. In our first reading from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, and I'll just read it. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come. It's Isaiah predicting this day, the Epiphany, the coming of the people from the Orient, the opening up of what was otherwise a Jewish way of worshipping God. Now this was being opened up, not so much to be Jewish anymore, but for everyone to worship and praise the God who saves and who redeems. These places mentioned, Sheba is meant to be Ethiopia. And then you have the other place called Midian. This is a nomadic tribe around the area of Saudi Arabia. And one may wonder, how did it happen that these people saw signs in the heavens and were able to interpret it and started looking, going on long journeys on their camels. This is all very symbolic. Looking at a star, a light. And of course we know the symbolism of light and stars. All of these are heavenly signs. These people were able to say, ah, this star has appeared. It might have been a comet, we don't know. But they would be open, they were open to that idea. Wonder how did that happen? For a people who didn't grow up in the Jewish tradition. Of course, Jewish people can be found everywhere in the world. It is known as the diaspora. And that was going on even in those times. And of course, a lot of the Jewish people had eras of deportation, being refugees in foreign lands. So they went into areas where their influence somehow took root, probably going back to the time of Daniel, who was a great man to see signs and interpret them, and especially dreams. And then, of course, people in traveling and all that, it kind of reached out. It was already beginning, this thing of the news that came from the Jewish nation, the tribe of Judah, now is infiltrated and percolating in the world around, the known world around. And what was needed was people to be open to God's intervention, to be open and to follow the signs. In our own lives, we are like those three wise men, the three kings of the Orient, traveling on that journey, following the yonder star, as the song says. So there is the message that God has intervened and is intervening in our lives, in our world. We have to be open to be able to see God in our lives. Have that positivity, have that optimistic view in life. God is present, and look out for Him, especially in the events of our lives. This is done through the practice of faith, prayer, and good works. The coming of the God of Christianity is for everybody. There is also the wonderful lesson for us to learn of humility. These are three kings worshipping a baby and believing that he is God. The journey they took was a searching one, a seeking. We too are on a journey. We're all on a journey. Where? We are on our way back to the Creator. That journey is illuminated from time to time with the power of God, the signs of God, the stars of God, the light of God. Let us be like the kings, continue until we reach Bethlehem. We will arrive at an awesome manifestation of God in our world. God is deeply involved. If we keep doing good, and being angels to one another. May God bless you, and I hope these few thoughts have helped you in some way to understand the meaning of this great feast, the Epiphany.
This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.